What did you learn about this Patriots team the first time around that, that maybe you didn't know and maybe you're using going into this game?
Well, I don't think we've played each other enough that I think we kind of know each other pretty well. We let them run the football entirely too successfully in the second half of that ball game, and that's something that we know we got to handle going into this next game. If we don't handle that, kind of all the rest of it's a moot point. We got to be able to, keep them out of the end zone.
Coach, how difficult is it to stop a running game when they can come out with personnel? They can kind of spread the field and still run it, or they can go big and run it. Does that make it a difficult challenge for a defense?
Sure it does. Sure it does. Anytime you can take the same personnel and go empty and be successful, and then you tighten it down and run it, and then they can spread it out and run it. I mean, they do it a lot of different ways. That's what makes them such a very good offense is they've got so many ways to attack you with similar personnel groupings.
Other than the obvious physical characteristics, what makes CJ such a threat out of the backfield?
Well, he's learned to have patience. He's, and I don't know that you can say other than physical attributes because he's learned how to run the football. He's a powerful guy for his size. He's not the biggest guy, but he runs through more tackles than you think he probably should. And he's just explosive with that speed. So he's learned how to run the football. He knows how to be a good pass receiver if he needs to be. And he knows he's gotten a lot better at playing the game. So there's a lot of guys with talent out there, but he's worked at it, and I'll give him credit for that.
From watching the film, what's allowed the Patriots to be so successful when it comes to defending the run?
Well, they're very physical up front. They play hard, and they're very, very physical up front. They are hard to run in between the tackles, the way those inside guys play and the way those linebackers play. So it makes it hard. And then you get those eight defensive ends coming off the edge with good pass rush and playing the run as well as they have. They make it hard overall to run the football.
I know, history is history, but, you take a look at the track record between the Patriots and the Bills, especially here in Foxborough. Buffalo hasn't won, I don't think, since 2000. How do you overcome that, if that's a question in your player's mind about coming into Foxborough, playing competitively, and hopefully beating the Patriots?
You know, I don't think that's something that is thought about by the players and by the coaches as much as it is by the outside people. That's what you all do is gather statistics and put them out there. The majority of this team has been here for less than 3 years, so they don't know. They just know that they've got a big job in front of them as far as going in there and winning a tough game on the road. We've been able to win on the road a couple times this year, so that's not something that's new to us, being able to go and try to win on the road. So we played pretty good for the first quarter down there last year, so if you can turn that into three quarters, you give yourself a chance.
Have you seen an improvement in the Patriots' secondary since the last time you played them?
Well, the issue with their secondary is they've had so many people beat up. They've struggled to have continuity. You got McCourty playing corner. You got him playing safety. You got different people in there playing different spots from time to time. The thing that they've been able to do is win and gain a ton of experience with a lot of different people. So it's gonna improve their secondary overall as time goes on. But the moving of people around has created the problem for them as far as making sure everybody's on the same page and covering every pass the way I know they would like to and the way they've done it in the past.
Does that make it tougher for you to game plan when they do have moving parts like that?
Yeah, it does. You don't know who you're going to get where, and you don't know how to read one guy. If you can watch four or five games on a guy, you can sometimes get a read on him, and when you don't have that, it's very difficult to do.
How about, it hasn't been a ton of time, but how much change have you seen from the Patriots compared to when you guys played them in week 4, and sort of what are you noticing as the differences?
Well, it looks like their offenses hit their rhythm. They're all in sync now. I think they're running the ball better, probably started with our game, probably running the ball better now than they did coming into our ball game. And I think they're just as good defensively, and I think they're playing just – their offense has kind of hit a stride, and that's allowed the whole team to play better.